I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal prosecutors have charged three men with firearm counts related to last month's shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
In two criminal complaints unsealed, three men are charged not with firing weapons in the shooting, but with gun trafficking linked to weapons recovered at the scene. Prosecutors say 12 people had guns during the mass shooting at the end of the Chiefs' victory celebration, and at least six of them fired their guns. The three men are not accused of shooting, but being the source of some of the weapons, including AR-15-style guns found in a backpack. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Attorneys for Donald Trump cheering a judge's decision to dismiss six charges in the Georgia election interference case, but other charges still stand in the racketeering indictment. Volatile weather across the country, searing heat back in parts of the South, and the Rockies up to a foot of snow is expected. The hot and cold temperatures clashing over parts of the Midwest and raising the threat of tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth police are investigating a report of a man showing a firearm near a playground during an after-school program. According to law enforcement officials, one of the teens at the Family Freedom Center on North First Avenue West was outside with the center's dog when the person allegedly approached them with the firearm. The teen then notified staff, and the center went into lockdown for about an hour while police responded. Authorities were not able to find the suspect when they arrived, but the incident is under investigation. Duluth residents gathered at Monday's city council meeting to ask councilors to pass a resolution demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The ceasefire advocates say they want Duluth to be on the right side of history and join a growing number of other city councils across the country calling for a ceasefire. Members of the Duluth City Council said the resolution will be brought to the table soon, but some say that while they do want a ceasefire, the city council should focus on Duluth issues before looking elsewhere. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Another loss on the road for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunned in Sacramento, losing 129-94 to the Kings. The win snapped a 15-game losing streak for the Kings against the Bucks. Milwaukee finished their West Coast trip 1-3. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We just didn't have a very smart game. I'm not going to overplay it. It's one game, but we had two of them on this trip and blew one. This trip could have easily been 2-2, but it's not. It is what it is, and we have to deal with that.
Giannis, after the loss.
You know that there's going to be a track meet. You know they're going to play fast. You know they're going to shoot the ball with 17 seconds on the clock. If you're not locked in, not able to manage the same energy that as them, you're going to have problems.
Baseball, the Brewers' William Contreras with a 3-run homer. Colin Ray pitched 4 scoreless innings, but the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5. NFL, the Packers re-signed 2 more of their players, defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun today as high temperatures still stay unseasonably mild and soar to the upper 50s. Winds stay calm today and we become mostly cloudy and stay that way tomorrow too, all ahead of a shot of snow over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Coming up Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for our public cervix announcement, and we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. I hope you can join us.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. We got President Joe Biden in Milwaukee. We've already played you the live speech Joe's spending the night at the Pfister, which is nicer accommodations than the Salvia Futon.
Or the Circus Circus.
Yes, nicer than that as well. You know, pool or a pond. Pond be good for you, though. Dominic here with me in Madison, and a fine guest live via StreamYard. He is Vegas Joe Sopecki, our friend, Dem strategist. Joe, thanks for sticking around and indulging the Joe Biden live speech as we played it out for the audience. Joe, the general has begun. My understanding is Joe has wrapped up the nomination, and so did Trump. Technically, both nominees, presumptive nominees, because, you know, still got to make it through the convention. But I think Joe Biden is probably in the best shape that he has been in a long time. I mean, coming off this speech, Joe, I got to tell you, that is a well-watched State of the Union address. Over 32 million Americans tuned in. I mean, that's the last biggest platform he's going to have between now and Election Day. And he did well with it. Now he's on the road in Milwaukee. And you know what? Trump used to campaign all over, everywhere, big rallies. Now, I can't even get into a Trump rally, man. Last one I tried to get into was at the Treasure Island Casino in Vegas next to the wedding chapel.
If only you knew somebody in Vegas with some connections.
If only. If only Trump did.
My favorite story of the week, and we don't have to go all the way down this rabbit hole, is that one of the implications of the cash crunch facing Donald Trump, the Trump campaign, and the RNC is that they may not be able to afford the $400,000 to $500,000 it costs to put on each one of these big arena rallies. Sad. Hashtag sad. if Mr. President Trump, you know, has to run up to people on the street with tears in his eyes and say, I used to hold the biggest rallies, the best rallies, and now I can't because I'm on the hook for almost, what is it, $400 million in legal fines and fees.
Joe, the prior rally, the Trump rally, I was not allowed to attend, not credentials for. Newton, Iowa, at a community college in a room that you could rent for wedding receptions, $1,500 room.
Trump well, that's held not $400,000.
In a $1,500 room. And shockingly, they couldn't accommodate all the finer press from, you know, neighboring states and the such. So I was rejected there as well. When's he going to do the, you know, the big arenas again?
I don't, he may not be able to, right? There's these old aging rock bands touring the country, right? And you're driving through small towns and you see on the marquee outside of the local, you know, it's not even like an arena. It's like a stage. It's like a playhouse. And you're like, wow, that band from the 90s is like, this is where they're playing now. That's kind of what the Trump campaign is starting to feel like.
He's the Diamond Dave of the campaign trail. One of the rallies he has done, we talked about Joe Biden going out there, putting a positive State of the Union, combative perhaps, but positive. He gave a speech in Milwaukee talking about the investment in infrastructure. By contrast, the predecessor, as Joe's been referring to him lately, he had some sort of off-putting things to say, you know, sort of an affinity for the Viktor Orban and the Hitler. Joe, do you think the American people are fully aware of what this man has to say when he goes on the stump? Very few people have probably ever watched a Trump rally. They're crazy nuts.
So the people who haven't watched one are the smart people. And listen, there is a part of this that is genuinely funny, right? That like the Donald Trump campaign is now the version of like going to see the B-52s at the Yuck Yuck Club off of Highway 8, right? Like, that part is genuinely funny. There is also a part of this that is genuinely dead serious and concerning, right? And that is the inclination towards authoritarianism and violence, political violence, that Donald Trump and ultra MAGA Republicans represent. Let's, before we even get to Orban, think back to last Thursday and the State of the Union address. When Joe Biden said, political violence has no place in America, period. For basically 247 years, if you made a statement like that at a State of the Union style address, members of both political parties would rise from their seats and clap their hands and demonstrate to the world that one of the things that makes America truly great is that we invented the peaceful transition of power. For the first time I can ever recall in my life, and I've been paying attention to this stuff for a long time now, more than 25 years, Republicans didn't even stand for Joe Biden saying political violence has no place in America. They couldn't get off their seats for that. They couldn't get off their butts to clap for veterans and their service to this country. That is the degree of division that Donald Trump sows. And that is a dark and dangerous path that leads to places like what we see in Hungary with Orban, who has eliminated his political opponents, who has squashed a free press. And the reason that Orban is appealing to Trump is that Orban gets to do what he wants and nobody second guesses him. And this is not my opinion from afar. This is the opinion of John Kelly, a general who served this country with, you know, for years, and paid what I would argue is the actual ultimate sacrifice, because Mr. Kelly didn't give his own life, but he lost a son in service to this country in war. And for John Kelly to come out this week and explain, this is why Trump likes strongmen. This is all of the nice things that Trump had to say, and I'm not even joking here, people, about Adolf Hitler. That Donald Trump tried to persuade John Kelly that Adolf Hitler did some good things. That is the left to his own devices inclination of Donald Trump, that he doesn't believe in a separation of powers or in checks and balances. He believes that might makes right and that he is the strong man this country needs. He's dead wrong and it's deadly serious. And so on the one hand, we should make fun of the places and ways in which he is ridiculous, but we should also be very clear with the American people about the stakes for the very scary stuff that this guy is about. And that's one of them.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Joe Sapecki. He's a Democratic strategist and a friend of ours. Joe, always appreciate it when you come around and give it your perspective. Just a quick comment. They wouldn't be able to sow the division, Donald Trump, if he didn't have, you know, willing accomplices, if he didn't have a field ready for it, you know, and the way that he has taken over this Republican Party, and as mentioned, not standing for the veterans, not standing and clapping for the peaceful transfer of power, for condemning political violence, because, of course, they're down for the political violence. Just look at the January 6th. So I guess in that regard, I want to get your opinion on this, Joe. Of course, President Trump did not engage in any debates during the primary. Now he's threatening or wanting or, you know, throwing out there, maybe he'll debate
anytime,
Joe Biden.
Any place.
Do you think President Biden should engage with the former president, his predecessor, on a debate prior to this election?
I genuinely don't know. And that's messed up, right? Because the last time these two guys debated, Donald Trump tried to kill Joe Biden
with COVID.
That's the thing that happened.
Yes.
Donald Trump had COVID and walked into a debate room with Joe Biden. He could have killed him, right? Donald Trump came a lot closer to killing Chris Christie. And of course, when he got Chris Christie on the phone, his first thought was, "You're not going to tell anybody it was me that gave you COVID, right? They're going to think I did it." Like, that's how ridiculous this is, okay? A slightly more serious take on this is a reminder that Donald Trump has already said he will not participate in debates sanctioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. This is a commission established, I want to say, in the 1970s, that is beyond reproach, has nothing to do with politics or the political parties. They structure the debates. They handle the negotiations with the candidates. They make the determinations about things like third-party participation. And Trump has already said he's not going to do any debates that are sanctioned by the commission. Well, from my standpoint, the only debates that anybody should do are the ones that are sanctioned by the commission. So we appear to be at an impasse. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure how helpful a debate between the two of these gentlemen would be, because Donald Trump is going to stand up there and lie. And Joe Biden is going to stand up there and have to do what he did last time, which was, "Hey, shut your trap, man. Hey, let me finish, man." Like, that was not a very good debate that, like, raised the level of discourse in this country. So if I had to go to a table in Vegas and lay odds right now, like, my money would be there's not going to be any debates.
I would take that action. There's got to be debates. There should be debates. Joe Biden should go out there and compare and contrast and just whoop Donald Trump's ass, because the man cannot sound normal. He cannot not be creepy on the debate stage and pout
so
and glare and glamour around the stage. It's not a good look for him. Joe Sapecki.
He's a weird guy. You guys are kind of weird too, but I love you.
Love you back, man.
Good weird. We're good weird. Just like you, Joe.
See you soon.
Appreciate it. Vegas Joe Sapecki, our friend, fine dim strategist. Come back with us. We'll open up the phone lines. The question: should Joe Biden debate Donald Trump? Or vice versa, should Trump debate Biden? You got your chocolate and my peanut butter. The proper response is, you have your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for playing along.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of TV as a kid.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. You on the phones. The lines, they're open. 844-967-2789. Dom in Madison. It always makes for a good day.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy hump day to us all. Love it when you participate in the political party. Join us on the lines right now at 844-967-2789.
And Dominic, thank you to our most recent guest, the fun one, Vegas Joe Sopecki. Always great to have Joe come around. Always great to have President Joe Biden come around. He is in Milwaukee. He gave a speech. We played it live in the 3 o'clock hour. Where were you, folks? And Joe Biden spending the night at the Pfister. My understanding, he's campaigning in Michigan tomorrow. So just a short little jaunt across the freshwater pond, right, Dom?
Something like that. Joe Biden highlighting the $3.3 billion going to 132 projects in 42 states, including a lot of that coming right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, want to hear from the audience, 844-967-2789. How'd the president do? Like to hear from you, unless you're CJ. Paul from Waukesha. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
What's the question? How did Joe do during the State of the Union speech?
Sure. What do you think?
Or the speech today. He did give a speech in the 3 o'clock hour that we played in Milwaukee, but what are your thoughts, Paul? We'll let you lead.
I don't think Joe is qualified to lead anything. I wouldn't let that guy be the coach of a T-ball team. He looks terrible. Even if you look at what he ran in 2020, 2019, out of the basement, compared to today, the guy looks terrible. I mean, how many times are we going to watch Joe shake hands with the invisible man? The other thing I want to talk about.
Oh, hang on, Paul. Let me, if I may address it, appreciate your comments on that. So, okay, Joe's not your guy. So then who is this enlightened figure who will lead America to the promised land, in your opinion, Paul?
Well, I would have liked to see DeSantis because Trump has chaos, you know.
Yeah.
But he happens to be the coach of the team right now, so that's who I'm going with. Because I can't stand anything with the radical left. I can't. Everything they stand for, I don't.
Like health care for all, Paul? Is that radical?
They don't represent
me. A Medicare for all? What do you think about that? Is that radical, Medicare for all?
It will never work.
Well, why not?
Look at how Obamacare worked.
Well, it's successfully working, sir, to many's opinion. And actually, all the other industrialized nations have socialized medicine in some way, shape, or form. We're the exception, Paul.
It's not free, though.
Well, nothing's free, Paul. I'm not saying it's free.
Germany, they have a 52% tax rate.
Paul, one of President Biden's initiatives is to raise taxes on, you know, those making over $400,000, the billionaires, corporations. I'm assuming you're none of those things, Paul. Do you think that's wise?
What about Joe? What about Joe's family? Is he going to raise his taxes?
Well, seemingly
if
that would be the case.
Over $400,000 per year.
How much is Joe worth? How many mansions does Joe have?
Fewer than Donald Trump claims.
That's true.
You know what I mean, Paul? But now Joe has had too much success. That's your complaint. I would compare the home in Delaware, and I know Joe's got a couple of residences, but he's been on the job for over 40 years. Man's allowed to accumulate a few assets,
right.
Especially compared to the other guy whose whole claim to fame is, I got stuff.
Well,
with my name on it.
I didn't get to ask, Paul, and perhaps I will next time you call, Paul. And thank you for listening, man. I do appreciate it, really, man. But Trump's a rapist. Let's just put that out there. And it's not just the one case where he's found civilly liable for sexual assault, quote unquote, that the judge said in the common vernacular was rape. He's also has over 20 other women accusing him credibly of some forms of sexual assault. That's just the sexual assault part, let alone the fact that how he does his business, how he conducts himself, how he schmoozes up with the authoritarians, how he apparently, according to General Kelly, had really nice things to say about Hitler. I mean, those are not, in my opinion, Paul, the kind of traits I look for in a leader of the free world.
I don't think you're being persuasive to Paul from Waukesha, and here's why. The Access Hollywood tape dropped before Trump got elected in 2016, won the state of Wisconsin. I assume Paul probably voted for him that year, right? I mean, hell, he's the coach of the team this year, even though he's pure chaos. Paul's ready to pull that lever again.
Yeah, I love that chaos.
Because, you know, Joe looks old.
Yeah, Joe is old, Paul.
But they've already confessed. He already confessed. He told us how he treats women. They just let him do it. He's a celebrity. He just tic-tacs up and then forces himself on women and grabs them.
It's one thing to say that.
But they're private.
It's another thing to be convicted of it, at least, I guess, held civilly liable for it in this particular case.
Well, did you perceive that as locker room talk, him and Billy Bush on the Access Hollywood?
To some degree. I mean, to some degree.
Just boasting about how he grabs women? 844-967-2789. The other question. Should Joe Biden debate the man? Mike, driving on Highway 22. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Now, as far as debating Trump, you don't debate with a three-year-old. You just tell him what to do. I wouldn't debate him.
I argue with my dog sometimes. That never gets me anywhere, but it doesn't stop me from doing it, Mike.
Well, that tells me something more about you, Mike, than anything. But
it really does, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Continue, Mike.
Oh, no, just don't debate him. He's a fool. He's going to go on there and disrupt and be a child, and I don't want to see it anymore. I'm tired of the man.
It is tiring, Mike. I can tell you. I've been doing this radio show with chaos for 13 years. It does get tiring, sir.
I'm with you, Mike.
The petulant child.
There should be no debate. There's nothing to debate about. I mean, Donald Trump is all the things that Donald Trump is. What he has not done, what he has not earned, is a space on the stage with the president to talk seriously about serious issues.
He has not earned
that.
He won the nomination for the Republican Party. That's all it takes, sadly.
He has not earned it. And certainly, Mike, I don't think he's going to, as our previous guest, Joe Zepecki, pointed out, he's really, you know, butthurt about this whole presidential debate committee. He doesn't want to abide by them. Not going to do that. So, number one, I doubt he'd do it because of that. And he's not going to, you know, there's got to be some form, a format, agreed upon format. But he's just going to get up there and lie. And CNBC getting some serious pushback for allowing Donald Trump to go on and do an interview and just spew the BS. I mean, if you're going to have a debate, was Joe Biden's retort going to be on
you
every
took
single,
Paul from Waukesha?
Everything are you going to that Donald Trump says, Joe Biden's going to have to fact check. Or is there going to be independent fact checkers? Because the guy doesn't have the ability. I don't think he has the ability, the cognitive ability. It's not that he doesn't.
Which guy doesn't have the cognitive ability?
Trump, tell the truth about anything.
Well, I didn't disagree with you. Don't get all testy with me.
Testy.
Take you out and smoke you later. Folks, we are the Devils. Advocates Radio Show. Want to hear from you. Should the current president debate his predecessor? Or just take him out behind the woodshed and
do some push-ups.
Have a little come-to-Jesus meeting with him. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Show's always better with your participation.
I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Schmidt. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is firing eight more of Governor Evers' appointees. Among them are John Miller and Dana Walks, who voted against diversity cuts when they were on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate has fired 21 Evers' appointees since 2019. Wisconsin has a health care worker shortage. The Wisconsin Hospital Association annual report says the state's nursing vacancy is 10%.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the health care team.
The association's Ann Zank says Wisconsin hospitals need aggressive recruiting and more flexible training programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Barron County dog rescue says they've been forced to stop taking animals in for the next couple months. According to a WEAU report, the Little Red Barn Dog Rescue says there have been a particularly high number of surrenders over the last year and a rise in the number of unclaimed stray dogs, which is putting a lot of strain on the rescue. The organization has 28 dogs in their care right now and says their plan is to focus on getting those dogs into forever homes as they deal with financial challenges and burnout. An event for high school students interested in trade careers is being held at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center on Wednesday. The Construct Tomorrow event gives students a chance to get hands-on experience while working on important projects around the area, like the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction and housing expansion. Duluth workforce officials say one of the major challenges facing the construction industry is the aging workforce. The event kicks off at 9 a.m. with more information online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Despite not becoming the first Native American to win a Best Actress Oscar, Killers of the Flower Moon actress Lily Gladstone seems to be doing just fine. This year's Best Actress Award went to Emma Stone for her performance in Poor Things. According to Deadline, the race for the award this year was too close to call. Stone won the prize at the Golden Globes, but Gladstone won the Screen Actors Guild Best Actress Award, which is usually an Oscar indicator. Gladstone says she wasn't too upset she didn't win and said she was feeling the love big time. Speaking of Emma Stone, the New York Post reports that the Best Actress winner did not seem too pleased with the joke Jimmy Kimmel made during his monologue at the opening of the show. Kimmel made a joke after a clip of Poor Things, saying those were the only parts of the film they could show in reference to the amount of nudity and sex in the film. It is still unclear what Stone said moments later to her husband, but she did not look happy. Couple things. First, it was a joke, and second, did she see Poor Things? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight and tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky with lows in the low 30s, highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Friday, looking like a partly sunny sky and highs into the upper 40s. Windy for the weekend with some rain and snow showers, low 40s Saturday, only low 30s Sunday. Right now it's 58.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former Drew lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Wednesday, Joe Biden in Milwaukee. He spoke live. We played it for you. If you missed it, where were you? We're a 3-hour product now. You got to tune in each and every day. And the question of the moment, should Joe Biden debate Donald Trump?
Hell no.
Here's what the text line said. So if Biden and Trump were to debate, would we find out who is the master debater?
I see what you did there. Is that Jeff?
WMDX okay, texter. Okay. I like what you did there. Here's another one. WRJN listener says, no, Joe should not debate Trump. You're right. He has not earned it. Earned it. And Trump has proven in every other debate he's been in that he cannot follow the rules.
Right.
He's only there to insult others and disrupt logical and serious talk about the issues. He considers a debate only a performance. He is not a serious person who knows enough about policy and government to have a debate. He was the president, and he is the nominee of the Republican Party.
Yeah, what policies do you think Donald Trump would tax articulate?
Cuts. Tax cuts.
Okay, of course, he's a Republican.
Then border what? Policy, of course.
Ah,
shut it down.
Shut it down. Yeah, how's that going to work?
Shut it down. Deport them all. Take out the crazy media. Didn't Jennifer Rubin have an opinion on this? I believe she did. It was brief. See if I can find it readily for you, Dom, because I think you should hear it. Jennifer Rubin thinks he, Joe Biden, should indeed debate. Her brief statement, when questioned, Biden would be wise to debate Trump regardless. The average voter does not appreciate how crazy Trump sounds. His inability to articulate even simple concepts and to recognize reality would come as a shock to many voters. The press has never fully exposed how unhinged and discombobulated he sounds. I think they mean Trump, but she could mean you.
I mean, Jennifer Rubin, you're writing for the Washington Post. Are you telling me you're not doing your job? We talk about it often on the greatest radio show ever. That's The Devil's Advocates. Come on. All you got to do is listen to the man talk at any time.
844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi. Well, you know, I don't think one can have a serious presidential debate with a habitual lying, bullying, insurrectionist criminal. I just think that wouldn't go so good. And I remember him chasing around Hillary Clinton when he was debating her. I just think it's a gross aberration of the system. That guy shouldn't even be allowed to be on the ticket. I just think that he's above this guy. And I just
well, shouldn't he be able to contrast himself? Jeannie, what about Rubin's opinion? That the American people should see the Trump crazy out there in contrast with Joe Biden. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be high policy and decorum. I'm just saying the American people deserve to know how bad Trump can be.
Well,
if he doesn't have to debate, how did they know?
Because, Gina, they'll know because he'll be convicted on the January 6th case. He's an insurrectionist. And if he had earned the spot because he was a former president, Crudy, he certainly lost it by not allowing a peaceful transfer of power and inciting an insurrection against the very man he wants to debate on the stage. Hell no, Jeannie.
I agree 100%. No, no, no. don't insult our intelligence and all of America by even participating in a debate with a criminal, insurrectionist, liar, thief, and he don't pay his taxes. Woohoo! Yeah, you guys, thank you very much. I don't know if I could tolerate it. I think I'd probably be sick all night and in the bathroom puking, looking at that Trumpster. I mean, you guys, oh, you know how this is. You have a good day, and thank you for taking my call. Goodbye.
Bye, thank you, Jeannie. You know, only the suckers pay taxes.
Yeah, right.
844-967-2789, Chippewa Falls. Mark, listening perhaps on the tap, 93.5 FM. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
I'd like to see a debate, but you know how there's supposed to be rules for a debate. I think that they should both be in a booth, get asked a question. You got 3 minutes to give a response. As soon as that 3 minutes is over with, the booth shuts off. So then you can
like
hear
a peep show.
Candidate has to, yeah. So like you can hear what each candidate's got to turn around and actually say versus one person trying to monopolize the system, and you'd get a truer picture of what each person wants on a policy versus an overrun of I don't want to hear this.
Let me ask you, Mark, I realize this is a brilliant idea, but in practicality, would cutting off the microphones be enough? Would it be enough if Trump's time's done, you cut him off? If Joe's time's done, you cut him off, and each of the candidates gets to have, you know, their say without the other guy screaming or yelling or, you know, whatever else Trump might do?
Would it contrast each other? Yeah, but I'm just looking at it. I don't think you're really going to get a hell of a lot of anything out of a debate. I'm just looking at it from the pure entertainment standpoint of it. I'd like to see what happens when the mic gets cut off and you don't get over on the other person.
Mark, I had a texter that said these two men should have a foot race for the presidency. And the texter felt pretty confident that Joe Biden would win that foot race. What do you think, Mark?
Does he still have his pedal bike in the Oval Office, that Peloton or whatever?
I'm not clear if he does. What if they both had to wear Trump never surrender gold sneakers and run in those things?
Man. Back to the entertainment factor. It'd be entertaining, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, probably more entertaining than the track and field events in the Paris Summer Olympics.
Mark, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The entertainment, though, is kind of how we got here.
Infotainment?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Donald Trump was this
WWE / celebrity reality thing. Star.
Yeah, man. You know, and of course, I didn't watch that show, so I didn't quite get it, and I still don't.
You're fired.
Okay. But I mean, the conflation of entertainment and politics has gotten us, Donald Trump, and into the situation. Politics is Hollywood for ugly people. What's your terminology? What's your statement on that, Crudy? It's
politics is Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah,
showbiz for ugly people.
It is. It is. But it's self governance, man.
So is radio.
We are not setting policy here. We give opinions on policy, but you know the things that we say, the actions we take, will not kill anybody. You know, but a president can send people into war. A president can suggest that people, you know, ingest bleach to get rid of, I don't know, COVID. Those kinds of things. We got into the situation by wanting to be entertained by our politicians instead of recognizing that this is a method of self-governance and we should hold them responsible to the people, not to the how many clicks or laughs they get.
Okay, I'll be the entertaining one. You can just sit there all cynical and serious. 844-967-2789. Do you think Joe Biden should debate his predecessor, Donald Trump? Is there any redeeming value there? Scott Racine, listening on WRJN, perhaps. Welcome, Scott. What do you got for us?
Hi, Scott.
Hi. I definitely agree with most of what you're saying. I have to say, though, Biden refusing to add more members to the Supreme Court is why we're now in a situation where we can't get the power to take care of the issues caused by Trump.
I'm not sure that
have an opinion?
That Biden didn't have that, you know, opinion, but he didn't have the mechanism to do so. Let's not forget Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. I mean, they couldn't even get rid of the filibuster. It was a 50 plus 50, and Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. You needed 60 votes to get anything done because of the filibuster. I'm not sure that he had the power to stack the courts.
Expand the courts.
True. Yeah. But what if Trump gets in and he expands it again?
Excellent
point.
It'll
never be equal.
Well, we're already down three seats, Scott. Two of which, one, you know, they held over what should have been Merrick Garland's seat, and the other one, they did just the opposite. They rushed through the Coney Barrett seat in record time. Whatever, you know, ends justify means. Scott,
yeah,
final thought?
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir. 844-967-2789. Al from Milwaukee. Al, the president, in your backyard today. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Al.
Gentlemen, everything I was about to say, Dom said it, but we need to stop. We've been dealing with this clown show since 2016. It's time for it to end. And with all of the things that this man has got going against him criminally, I don't understand how anyone could want him to be a leader of anything. He's an idiot, and he's got money, or had money, and money does not make people. People make money. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate your call.
Great listener, Al. Yes, and thank you for agreeing with me.
I did almost tell Al he was completely wrong. He must be, because he agreed with you. 844-967-2789. Do you agree with Dominic, or do you want to be right? Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, I love Jeannie's calls, and Jeannie is awesome, but she forgot rapists when she went down the litany of things. She did do that. But anyway, can I speak to yesterday just real quickly, that her situation?
Sure.
The
Do you mean Ben-Hur? Yeah. Robert Hur, the special counselor. Dick.
You know, a month ago when I heard it was going to happen, I was just livid. I thought, this is another one of Jordan's in Dog and Pony Show. I told somebody earlier this afternoon, careful what you wish for. They got their head handed to them all day long. And they proved something else. You remember, well, you guys are too young, from Watergate, no one knew who Deep Throat was for the longest time. Well, we found out yesterday. It's her. Nobody has got words stuffed down their throat so far in history of this guy. I mean, he just literally blew it on every account.
Well, and if you look at the transcripts of what Joe Biden actually said, and you compare that with her's characterization of Joe Biden, there's a real conflict, let's just say, there.
Yeah, and the best part was, I don't know who the representative was, the gal that, no, I want you to read it. You wrote it. She just made him literally eat his own words.
Yeah, he had to read his thoughts about Donald Trump, I believe. Right, Dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was just classic. I mean, they came so ill-prepared, as usual, and it was great. What I was fearing actually turned out to be really a good thing.
Hey, Dick, so real quick, should Joe Biden debate Donald Trump, your opinion?
If there's a cloak of silence, you guys are too young, too, for Get Smart, where it drops down over.
Missed it by that much.
It was a Mel Brooks thing. But, only if there's – and I love the other caller that said, you know, we shut him down when it just starts becoming ridiculous.
Should we pull out the old style peep show boots and, like, you put a quarter in them? Like, okay, here's your quarter. You got 2 minutes, Mr. Trump.
You turn the mics off when the clock stops, and you take the spotlight off. You put them in darkness. Shine the light on the other person for a rebuttal. I like the idea. I think it would actually, you know, solve some of that – problem, but there is, you know, there is some point to the interplay between the debaters. That is,
I want
to
see
thing.
Trump pout,
and no one puts baby in a corner. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One more segment coming up. Callers, be patient. We'll take your calls on the other side. The question, the debate is the debate. Should Biden debate Donald Trump?
Yes.
No.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day, so if you got something to say... No?
Yeah, got a whole nother hour, dude.
Oh, what? 844-967.
I bet you wish it was Friday, too.
This two-hour thing. Stick around, folks. We got a whole nother hour yet taking your calls. The debate of the day. Should Biden and Trump, should they debate? I say no.
Topically, we may move on from this, but we got another hour, fella.
Man, I'm not used to this
three-hour thing. Happy hour. We got to roll into it.
Let's do it. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. I was wrong, Bill. We've got another hour left. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Bill.
Great show, as always. Say, do we really want to keep lowering the bar and give that guy a microphone? Does anybody believe something's going to come out of his mouth with validity or credibility?
No.
Or accountability? No.
That's not the point, though, Bill.
Good air.
Because.
Well, how low do you want to go?
He's got to go to convince the American people he is not suitable for this office. And the only way I think you really get that contrast is to put the two men on the stage together.
But who is that, how should I say, warped, that they still can't, they can't figure it out at this time? That's not going to convince those people. I mean, we've heard Jordan Kepler interview plenty of them. You aren't going to change those people, Grudy. You aren't going to change
them. No, I don't mean the Trump MAGA people. I'm talking more about, like, suburban housewives and swing voters and independents and those looking late in the race. And you know, Bill, I've been out here. I've had my preference for a long time. But there are people that make the decision in the electoral box, in the little peep show box, but the curtains, they're still making up their mind, Bill. And I think that this contrast benefits Biden.
Well, you could. I mean, you may have a point, but we already heard from a suburban housewife, if you remember. I mean, that says it all when she spoke. You know what I mean?
That so, Katie Britt, you mean?
I think suburban housewives relate to her.
Well, you can't use one Stepford wife, robotic-looking woman with, you know, bad theatrics and say she's the personification of all
women.
She's
an attorney and was the comms director for, what, the senator from Alabama before she became the senator from Alabama. This is not just some barefoot pregnant housewife. They put her in that position for a reason. So either
Mike Johnson told her she'd do fine.
No doubt. See how that worked out? That's Mike Johnson's judgment for you. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Have a good day, guys. You do a great job.
Thanks, thank you, Bill. Appreciate you have it. Excellent taste in radio shows.
Stick around for another hour. We'll be here.
At least one of us. 844-967-2789. Karina, one of our favorites from Milwaukee, the president in your town today. Karina, should he debate Trump?
Hi, Karina.
Hello, Karina.
Where's Karina? Karina!
Somebody find Karina. We'll go... Cindy from Appleton. How you doing, Cindy?
Hi, Cindy.
For us?
Hello. Well, first of all, I want to say something about this senator from Alabama who's preaching for women to stay barefoot pregnant in the kitchen while she's being a senator. I mean, really, isn't she working? Isn't she being a productive person in the labor force?
But she's very deferential to her lobbyist husband, Wesley.
I don't care. The point is, Don't tell me I should stay home and not work when you're out doing what you're telling me not to do. That's just absolutely total hypocrisy. And should Trump debate Biden or Biden debate Trump, just like your last caller said, I don't think so. And I really don't believe there's that many people that have not made their minds up yet. If they're that far behind the eight ball, actually, I think they should probably just stay home.
Cindy, it's hard to believe. I know, Cindy, because we do this all day, every day. I mean, we live and eat and breathe and, you know, this politics thing. But a lot of people don't. They really, really don't.
Who's running this year?
I don't know. So I'm with you, I hear you. I think people should make informed decisions. But honestly, Cindy, people are barely starting to pay attention, even at this early part.
And we've moved on to the general now. We've named our nominees.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that there's that many ignorant people in the world. Although, of course, they did vote Trump in last time, so maybe I'm wrong.
I think you answered your own question, Cindy.
Have you met humanity, Cindy? Thanks for the call.
844-967-2789. Karina, you better be there, sister. How you doing?
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me now?
We can.
All right.
Yes,
welcome.
Yes.
All right. Hey, guys, you know what I was thinking? Is it legal to take bets? Because I bet if we're going to have a debate, right, it's going to turn to complete circus and monkeys. But if we're going to take the light away and the mic away from the Trump, I'm thinking he's going to fight for it.
He's going to fight for what, the microwave?
No, for a microphone and for a light. You know, I want to see that because he's not going to stay in the dark. This is not that kind of person.
Yeah.
He needs to take all the attention to himself. I want to see him. And I want to bet on that. You know, I don't know if it's legal or not, but.
Karina, I do think that Trump would fight for his microwave oven as well. But what if, follow me on this one, Karina. What if Donald Trump and Joe Biden had to share one microphone and they
had to
hand it back and forth and debate in that way? Do you think the microphone would ever get passed?
Never.
Never.
Never. Never. Never. We would have to have a Supreme Court coming up.
Thanks for the call, Karina. Appreciate it. As always, 844-967-2789. It's not just, of course, whether they should or should not. Joe should not entertain.
They should.
You know, bring in the rapist, insurrectionist, fraudster back on stage to debate, quote unquote.
Why would you fear being contrasted with that?
I'm not fearing that whatsoever. I think Joe would do a fine job. I just think it would. Why bother elevating the criminal that he is? And because you're also going to have to schedule it. And when's that going to happen? March 25th, when he's got to come up with a $450 million or what, sit for jury selection for that criminal trial? Or perhaps some of the other trials that may come up sooner than later? Or is it, maybe during sentencing, after he's convicted? If he's a convicted felon, Crudy, should the president of the United States debate a convicted felon? Hell no. It's beneath
state or federal charges.
Beneath the office of the presidency.
State or federal.
Either works. No.
I would find it more problematic if he is convicted on federal charges than paying off a porn star he allegedly raw-dogged his wife to find out.
It was the improper booking and fraud and tax fraud and business fraud that he engaged in after the fact.
You don't even know what a write-off is, Jerry.
I'm going to write off right now. Come back.
Happier, with or without you, baby. More Devil's Advocates rolling into it. Dom will be here.
I promise.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we continue to pursue the truth wherever it may lead. And have fun doing it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia's leader once again vowing to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened.
Press Secretary Karine.